Hello, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. If you love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations help keep them coming and are greatly appreciated. To give, simply click the red button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Your one-time gift or your monthly gift of $1, $5, $10, or $25, or whatever you desire, will be greatly appreciated. I want to give a shout-out to our monthly donors that help support this podcast this month: Mary Meachelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Michelle Schilling, Deanna Caraway, and those who have also given gifts: Laura Jane Elder, Lori Milton, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Linda Force, and Joanne English. We now have listeners from over 9 countries across the world. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experience with Him, and to share His Word. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened. I have chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it, and yet I trust God to speak to those that can. Also, if you enjoyed today's message, click the like button or leave a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks again for joining us, and if you'd like to contact me, you can email me at kathleenmaxwell1@gmail.com and check us out on Facebook at The Gathering Kerrville. Have a great day. Father, I thank you for this time, Lord, with friends from all over, Lord, to discover more about your peace. And I thank you that you're a God of peace. It's part of your character. It's part of who you are. And because we are made in your image, it's part of who we are. And so speak to all of us tonight. Just give me the words to speak, because you know who's listening. And Lord, I just ask that you bless and help us to all practice the peace that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So something that prompted this message, I had a few people that contacted me this week and just said that they were struggling with different fears that they had. And as I listened to them, I kind of had the idea. I thought, well, maybe I should do something on peace. And so I began to pray about that. And then I also listened to several people that just, they seemed kind of contentious. I don't know. You know, there's so many things out there right now that are coming against our peace. And one of the things that I've learned in my life, and just through different things I've walked through, is that peace is a much greater weapon than real confrontation. And I think right now, just people are just kind of heightened and hyper just a little bit with just the pandemic and the uncertainty that's around. And, you know, we have a God-given right to walk in peace in all situations. And so some of the things that I'm going to discuss tonight are that peace is a gift from God that each one of us get to open and use it, or not. Fear is not from God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I think one of the things I've seen in my life that fear does is it can rob me of my peace and can rob me of just, you know, the peace that God has given me. And the Bible tells us that, number one, fear is not from God. And number two, it's a spirit, and it's not bringing us peace. And the Lord tells us in Scripture to just guard our peace. Another thing that I have seen is that wrong thoughts can rob me of the peace that God has for me. And they can get me revved up. And I think all of us, I did a lesson a few weeks ago just on who's controlling your mind. And keeping our thoughts in the right place is something that is very, very important. Unforgiveness can rob us of peace. I know in my life, unforgiveness, you know, when I think about somebody that's wronged me, when I think about somebody that hasn't done me right, it can rob me of the peace that God has provided. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then pride can rob us of peace. So, you know, years ago, I used to blame God when stressful things happened and, you know, I was stressed out and I thought that that was normal. And the Lord began to show me that it really wasn't, that I had a God-given right to walk in peace in every situation. And I think that peace is the biggest thing that we can use to combat fear. And there's so much right now with just a fear of, are you going to get the COVID? Fear of loved ones being sick, jobs being lost, fear of finances, and how this is going to affect people. And so right now, there's a lot of things, I think, that are coming against our peace. So I want to start with a scripture in Colossians 3:15, and it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. And a few years back, I read that scripture, and the Lord just spoke to me, and He said, you can let peace rule in your life, Kathleen, or not. It's a choice that I'm giving you. And it really made me stop and think. And, you know, it was like I just had this picture of me sliding in to, I used to play softball years ago, and sliding in to, you know, first base, second base, third base. And it's like peace is like an umpire in our life. It can keep us safe. And so that's one of the reasons I think it's so important that we guard our peace and we let it rule in our life, not our circumstances. And that's easier said than done. I know one of the things that helped me just develop peace was a lot of the adversity that I walked through in my life. And so whatever adversity you're facing, let me really encourage you to practice your peace, to guard your peace, it's an opportunity. Don't see it so much as a negative as it is a positive and an opportunity to partner with God and to establish peace. And I can tell you that, you know, years ago when God first began working on me in this, and a lot of it was, you know, through, and I've shared in other podcasts, just through adversity and watching people I love suffer, and illnesses, I had time to practice walking in peace and practice my peace, walk in the halls of hospitals. And so whatever adversity, don't waste it. Use it as an opportunity to establish peace and practice your peace. And let peace have the final say in your life. And remember, like this scripture said in Colossians 3:15, as members of one body, you are called to peace. Do you know that you and I are called to establish peace? We're called to walk it out as Christians, as believers. And we have a God-given right because God is a God of peace and we're made in His image. You know, the other thing that I want to talk about is how peace is a gift and we can open it or not. Peace is kind of like, you know, Amazon delivers a package to your house. I had them deliver one yesterday and put it on my front porch. And I can either open that package and use those products that I ordered or not. And I think that there's times that we need peace. We order peace. We ask God for peace. And God is right there saying, here is your peace. It's right here. I've given it to you. And I need you to open it and use it and practice. And so peace is just a fabulous weapon that we can use. And it, you know, peace helps us make better decisions. When my heart is in a state of peace, I am much better at making decisions. I'm much better at what I say. And there are times when I'm a talker and I have to really reel myself in and listen. And that helps me guard my peace, especially in stressful situations or when there is something going on that's there's tension. It really does help me. Guarding my peace is something that helps me make better decisions and gives me confidence. You know, my husband and I like to go hunting, and he bought me, we have a home in South Texas. And then we go out to West Texas and hunt. And when I put on my snake boots, I will go through that grass. I'll go after a bird. I will chase a quail when I have my snake boots on because I'm confident and I know that those boots are going to protect me because they come all the way up to my knees. So if there's a snake, then I know I've got a little bit of protection. And fortunately, I've never had to experience that. But peace reminds me of kind of like putting on our snake boots. It's protection for us. It gives us confidence. And so peace is a gift that God's given us that he wants us to practice. And I want to read another scripture to you in John 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not let it be afraid." And right there, several things jumped out to me when I read that scripture. We don't have just any peace. We have the peace of God. Jesus said, "I'm about to leave, but I'm giving you my peace. Peace I leave with you." It's a gift. Open it up. "My peace I give to you." Not just the generic version. It's actually the peace Jesus left for you and for me. And I think that that's a fabulous gift. And also, then we're given a charge. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let it be afraid. And that takes discipline. That takes a lot of discipline. And it's discipline just like you need discipline to do anything. You know, I can't make you peaceful. I can give you some tips and some things that have worked for me and show you what the Bible says. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to incorporate it and weave it into your own life. And I think we just have to make a choice at times. It's just like losing weight. You know, we have to choose that we want that more than we want to carry around the extra weight. We have to want the peace of God and see it as a gift from the Lord and establish it into our lives. We have to take control of our own lives. And then the beauty of that is the more peace we have, the more we have to give away to those around us. And my goodness, right now, there's so many people that need peace and are struggling with fear. And we have an opportunity to give it away. I want to read Psalm 34, verse 14. And it says, "Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Seek peace. That means to go after it. To pursue it means to carry out or participate in. And the Bible is real clear that it tells us we are to seek peace and pursue it. We're to go after it. We're to look for opportunities when we can walk in it, when we can practice it to us, practice and incorporate it into our lives. You know, when we think we're right, I think about situations, when we're having conversations with other people, sometimes it's hard to keep our peace and we have to work at it a little bit more because there are often times we need to lay down our right to be right for the sake of peace. And this scripture right here says, seek peace and pursue it. And especially for those of us that are strong-willed people, when we think we're right, sometimes it's just very hard, but I've had to just ask myself in different situations and conflict with my husband and just conflict with other people, do I want peace more or do I want to be right? And so right there, it tells us to seek peace and pursue it. You know, another thing that can rob us of peace is wrong thoughts. And I want to read from Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, those whose mind are steadfast because they trust in you." And right there, God tells us that when our thoughts are in the right place and our mind is focused on him, that there will be peace. And peace and trust in God are linked together. And I think in times of stress, it's important that we turn our thinking towards God. God, what do you have to say about this situation? God, this upsets me. It worries me. It frustrates me. God, how do you see it? And when we go to the Lord and we get His thoughts, then it puts us at a better place and we can trust Him. And I think the big thing is just like it said in Psalm 34:14, to seek peace, to seek it, to look after it, to go after it. And, you know, I know at times when my heart's, you know, kind of racing or my stomach's gotten in knots or I feel like I'm losing my peace, that's when I need to apprehend it. And I can't tell you how many times I've had to preach to myself. You know, there was a time when my late husband and I were in MD Anderson and the news was not good at all. And I remember Joe sat down because he was just not feeling well. And he just needed to kind of get a grip. And I said, just a minute, let me go to the bathroom. And I didn't need to go to the bathroom. I just needed to be in a place by myself. And I remember walking into that bathroom and looking at myself in the mirror. Thankfully, nobody was in there. But I just looked at myself and I said, Kathleen, you will walk in peace. It was like I had to declare it. I had to speak it forth. And so, you know, whatever stressful situation you're in or however fear is coming against you, I just want to encourage you to declare your trust in the Lord. Declare that you will walk in peace. There's something powerful. There's, you know, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. That's what Scripture tells us in Proverbs. And there are times when we need to declare our peace in the Lord. And, you know, if you have a thought that you don't really like, if you're having a thought and it's not bringing peace, chances are God doesn't really like that either, and it's not from Him. And so trade it. Go to Him and see what He has to say. Declare your trust in the Lord. Another thing that can rob us of peace is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness can rob us of peace because we keep playing that video in our head of when someone wronged us, when they did something that hurt our feelings, when they did something that, you know, they took advantage of us, they betrayed us, whatever it is. There are times when we have to choose to forgive, and forgiveness is a whole different message, but I just want to encourage you in that to keep short accounts. Keep short accounts. And what I mean is when somebody has hurt your feelings or come against you in any way, I think it's important, you know, in the next few minutes, certainly in the next few hours, to make a choice to say, God, I choose as an act of my will to forgive. Now change my heart. We don't have to feel like forgiving, but forgiveness helps to keep our heart light. It helps to keep our heart light and helps to keep us loving, and it certainly helps to keep our heart at peace. And so I've tried to establish a habit of choosing to forgive. Now, I can pick up that offense quickly again if I'm not careful. And then it's important to just choose as an act of our will to forgive again. So Romans 14:19, let me read that to you. It says, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. And so sometimes that's giving something to the Lord that has hurt us. Something that has maybe just struck a nerve with us. It's important that we choose to forgive and then look to God to change your heart. Lord, change my heart about this. I think in times of conflict, when you don't see eye to eye with somebody, you know, one of the best prayers that puts you in a win-win situation is, Lord, change my heart or theirs. And that is just, I think, so important for each one of us. In Proverbs 15, verse 1, Let me read you that. It says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. I think one of the things that can rob us of our peace is anger, which is often linked to unforgiveness. And there really is power when we can be gentle, when we can control our tongue, when we can keep our voice at a lower decimal than the person maybe that's coming against us. There's power in gentleness. And I do have a podcast on the power of gentleness and one on the power of forgiveness. So you might want to check those out. You know, another thing I want to bring up about peace is walk in the grace and peace of God. And the reason I say that is because as I was just doing a little bit of research, I noticed that 17 times in the New Testament, it talks about grace and peace to you. That's how there's several different passages. I think it's in Ephesians and Colossians and Corinthians. It starts out grace and peace to you. And so, you know, grace and peace are something that we have been given, but that we're also to give to others. And grace is the power to do something that in and of ourselves we can't do. And peace, like we've talked about, is a gift from God. And so we have those things. We have the grace and power to do things that we can't do in and of ourselves. And God's grace is there. It says in Scripture, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, God's grace for us, His power, when we apprehend it, when we use it, when we appropriate it in our lives, it gives us power. And then we have peace because He's given us peace. He's given us that gift. And so I hope that you'll join me in whatever it is that you're dealing with in your own life. Join me in practicing your peace and establishing it and guarding it and keeping it and then giving it away. We have a God-given right to walk in peace in every situation, and walking and practicing our peace is the best way to combat fear of any kind that we're facing. And so I just appreciate you joining me tonight. I really, really do. And if I can, let me just close in prayer. Father, I just thank you for those that are listening and that will listen to this. And I just pray your rich, rich blessing on their families, on their lives. And Lord, I just pray that each one of us each day will open the gift of peace, that we'll practice it, that it'll become a fiber, just part of the fiber of our being. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of peace that you've given to each and every one of us. And Lord, just help us to be a people that in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of stress, in the middle of businesses and marriages falling apart, and Lord, just so much turmoil in our country, that we be the people that rise up to give our peace and our joy in you away. Thank you, Lord, that we have peace because we're made in your image. Thank you so much. And I just ask, Lord, that you show us each day how to walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so, so much for joining me tonight. And don't forget to check out some of those podcasts. Freedom from Fear, Walking in Peace is another one that I have. Establishing Peace are some of the ones that I have. And if you are just now tuning in, don't worry. You can go back and watch the message from the beginning. I really appreciate it. And please share it with others. Share it with your friends. My goodness, our world needs good messages and uplifting messages and encouragement right now, if like never before. So God bless you, and I will see you another time. Bye.